Pro Stock Motorcycle, number one qualifier, Mr. Gage Herrera. Gage ran a time today that resulted in a new national record in the Pro Stock Motorcycle division of 6.627 at 204.16 miles per hour for a new national ET record. Gage, you ran great last night, and I wanted to know, did you expect to run that much better today here on Saturday?
As far as running a 62, no. We kind of figured with the weather and then we figured a 64. But then after seeing Pro Stock really didn't pick up that much, we didn't think it would be possible. But we ran a 62 at 204, and it was a picture-perfect run. It was so smooth, it felt slow. I really didn't think it went that fast. I went around the turnoff, and one of the safari guys yelled I went 204, so I figured I went like a 65, not a 62. So we're definitely happy about that. I mean, I was really happy. I was actually almost more excited about that than winning a race. So it's just a big accomplishment for all, you know, Byron Hines back in the shop. He's been working on the cylinder heads nonstop, and, you know, just all the guys at the shop. It's just showcasing how much they've been working at it, and Andrew with his clutch setup and everything just came together really well that pass. I was surprised at the ET more than the speed.
Because I thought you said that you expected the higher.
I expect when they told me I went 204, I expected it to be like a 65, not a 62.
All right, so all these low qualifiers, they broke Matt's record. Quickest ET in the thing. Prohibitive favorite to win the championship. What's left to do?
I don't know. I mean, I still got to get the championship. You know, anything's still possible, I think. You know, anything can happen. I mean, like, unfortunately, my friend Chase, you know, he hurt his knee, and he's probably going to be out the rest of the season, so you just never know, anything can happen. But, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's been a lot to take in this season. I really don't think it's all set in. I mean, I can't put it into words, you know. I mean, a year ago today, I would not have thought I'd been in the position I am, especially accomplished so much that I've, you know, we have so far this season. And I made a little joke to Andrew earlier. I said, I might as well just retire after this year. But I don't see that happening. But overall, you know, it's been an amazing ride.
With this level of success that you have, what do you view as your challenge?
Just being consistent on the bike. You know, with the wind and everything, it's a little challenge to a point. You know, you got to set your chassis up, rear steer on the axle different for the wind. So if you get that wrong at all on these motorcycles, it definitely affects you from about the half track on. And it makes it even harder to ride, makes them sketchy. So, you know, as far as that, that's going to be the biggest challenge I see tomorrow. It's just trying to be consistent on the bike and, you know, adjusting for the conditions.
I imagine you got quite a few championships to go before you've matched the people in your company, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the quickest you ever went on your nitrous bike?
The quickest I've ever been is 6:45 at 2:10.
That was on the nitrous bike?
Yeah, on my personal nitrous bike, yep. Yeah, a little ways. Yep.
I know you said, I think in Charlotte, didn't matter what everybody else was doing, but Joey was obviously trying to get 16 to get you first round. Matt, for a while, looked like he would get you second round. Any change in your thoughts about that?
No, not really. Kind of after we did a little Facebook Live thing, it seems like Matt's more worried about third and fourth place now. So I think that's his new strategy, is trying to block them. You know, I got a fast motorcycle, so it's going to, I feel if something doesn't break or I don't mess up, it's going to be hard to beat us. And same with Ed and Kelly. You know, it's a Vance and Hines 1-2-3. So we're definitely happy and excited about that overall. And it's going to be good. I think tomorrow's going to be very good as far as competition wise.
You touched on that Kelly ran a career best, and I know that you rode her bike earlier this week in testing. I just wanted, like, what does it feel to kind of be asked to, you know, your riding style people talk about quite often? Try this bike out and see what you think of it.
Yeah, I mean, to have someone come to me and ask me to ride their bike, you know, and trying to, like, pinpoint something that will help Kelly be more comfortable on the bike, you know, it means a lot. It's very overwhelming that they even look at me for something like that. And after the Q3 today, it looks like it helped. You know, we touched a lot of bases on her movement, body movement, you know, the way she moves on the bike, and it seems like she's way more comfortable, and it shows. She went to 70 at 201, which was her new best. Her best before was at 82, and she almost skipped the 70s completely. So she was happy with that, and then she ran a 78 after. So we're all happy for her, and she's definitely excited, and that's what makes it all worth it. You know, when you help someone and you see their excitement and them progress, it just makes you feel that much better.
Good luck
Thank you.